You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen. This and other great health talk shows at RadioMD.com. Here are Joe Galewski and Dr. Michael Roizen, MD.
And this is Dr. Mike. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show on RadioMD. The call letters mean stay well. Our call letters on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, our motto, you can take control of your health. You can take control of your genes, and it's not that hard to get your do-over. You can do this. We're glad you're listening to us. When we had the earlier first hour, we have 2 hours, and often they're broken up, and different stations carry different hours. But this is the second hour, and I like to review some of the important points from the first hour in the second hour, so you get it all. And the stations carrying this, by the way, you can listen to any of them. Go to RadioMD.com, the archives of You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, I think go back 15 years. But this was we talked about the Alzheimer's disease drug that is in testing in the first 166 people who were assigned to get one of several doses of the drug or placebo. There was a 70% reduction in progress. And I said, why are people doing that when you can get, why are they going so crazy over that when you can get 85% plus reduction from lifestyle changes? Well, Pam was nice enough to say, I'm currently reading your new book, have previously read Real Age and your books. I practice all the good health habits you encourage around 95% of the time and have done so for quite a few years. However, my mother has Alzheimer's, my grandmother had Alzheimer's, my maternal aunt has Alzheimer's. Witnessing the devastation that this disease has caused in my loved ones strikes fear in my heart at the idea I may develop it. That is why I cheer and look and hope at every single development from a drug company that might mean a cure or preventive therapy for this disease. Not because I'm looking for a quick fix. Pam, I totally agree. I cheer and applaud it as well. But I wanted to make sure people knew that they do have power to change it right now as well as in the future, and that they do have something that is a preventive, and that we hope that we can find a quick fix, because it is such a devastating disease. So I thank you for sending me an email, and anyone can send me an email or a question, as many people have done with the prior guest. We have too many comments on Arianna Huffington's segment, great segment about Thrive and the new metric for success. I'm sorry, I didn't hear what you said, Bridge.
I said she was amazing. That was a great segment.
Anyway, we have a lot of comments. You can always send me emails at udocs, UDOCS at gmail.com. Ask questions, anything you want, especially during the show, I get them. We have an 800 line, and it's non-functional this week as it was last week, as we moved the studio from Vero Beach, Florida to Chicago. Some things got left behind, including the 800 number for connections. That'll be back up in a week or two. I don't know which, but hopefully all of us will be able to get it. We have a ton of emails, I can tell you, that we didn't get to and didn't answer that came in during the show. Please do keep them coming in, even though I'm not getting to all of them, because we will eventually get back to the right plan and getting all these answers in. In any case, that was one of the big stories. Another big story was, in fact, the herbicide used in Roundup is now been condemned by the World Health Organization and Beyond Pesticides, a Washington-based advocacy group that says glyphosate, which is the active ingredient, is linked to non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. It's the pesticide in Roundup. And Monsanto, the owner of Roundup, or marketer of it, I assume they're the owner of it, has said that when used in safe ways, it doesn't cause this. and has asked for a meeting with this group. World Health Organization or World Health Agency has said, that's the data, we're going to live with it, and we will meet with you. So they are going to meet with Monsanto, but in the meantime, they have said the data is pretty convincing that it is likely, not assured, but likely that Roundup promotes non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. So again, use it with caution, use it with gloves on and protective equipment on so that you don't get exposed. You might look on the website, Monsanto website, to make sure you're taking all the precautions they say you should take when you're using it, and do that before you buy it so that you make sure you can use it in the correct way if you do go and buy it.
Or is there an alternative to using it? Or no?
I'm not an expert on farm pesticides, so I'm sure there is an alternative. But I don't, you know.
Yeah, me either.
You've caught me. You've caught me beyond an area where I know something about Bridge. What I do know a lot about is, should all adults take a daily aspirin? And the medical guidelines surrounding aspirin therapy can clearly be confusing, but most doctors agree that aspirin is a good idea for people who've already had a heart attack or stroke, but opinions differ on who, if anyone, should take aspirin to prevent a problem from happening in the first place, known as primary prevention. We don't think there's any doubt. Dr. Oz and I, in You Staying Young, in You, the Owner's Manual, in even in You on a Diet, and now myself in This Is Your Do-Over, have all shown that the data is pretty convincing because it is such a good drug at preventing, such a good substance substitute, I don't know what you want to call it, over-the-counter medication, at preventing colon cancer, breast cancer, prostate cancer, 11 cancers it decreases between 20 and 40% with two babies a day, as well as has the other side effect of preventing stroke, heart disease, impotence, wrinkles, stroke, etc. And the data are pretty overwhelming, and it's all for one side effect. And you say, well, but that side effect of bleeding is pretty prominent, and that's right. But remember, the FDA is organized in colon cancer versus disease entities. So the FDA said the risk of bleeding is greater than the risk of getting colon cancer. And the FDA also said another group said the risk of breast cancer prevention isn't as great as the risk of bleeding. Well, that's because if you look at each of the 11 cancers separately, there's one risk and one cancer, but it's when you combine all the cancers. So if you look at specifically this study from Queen Mary University in London, said that the benefits far outweigh the risks, as we have, and that a daily aspirin could prevent 4% of all deaths in the next 20 years due to cancer prevention, largely. And in fact, if you look at it, the benefits greatly, by a factor of 2 to 4, outweigh the risks in every person, in every man and woman over the age of 50. So they went even further than we have. But that's the data on aspirin. If you want to ask us questions, why two versus one? Why two babies versus one? Because the prevention in cancer and in atherosclerosis, that is in stroke, heart attack, memory loss, impotence, and wrinkling of the skin, is more than twice as great with two baby aspirin with one. And although the side effects should be greater with two than one, we don't have data that the side effects are greater of two baby aspirin versus one. So we think that has the greatest benefit to risk ratio. When we come back, we're going to get Bridget's top story of the second top story of the week. Her first top story was the importance of the presentation with choice architecture and of having healthy fruits and vegetables very available. The second story, we'll have to wait till you come back on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. Stay up.
Hi, this is Dr. Mike Royson, host of You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, heard right here. Now, I've written 4 number one New York Times bestsellers. Yes, they're scientifically accurate, but they're fun to read, and fun to read is key. And now I think I've done the best work. It's called This Is Your Do-Over. It summarizes everything I've learned in 40 years of medical practice about getting you a second chance. This Is Your Do-Over has the 7 secrets to losing weight, living longer, and getting a second chance at the life you want. It talks about building a buddy system and why that's important, prescribing your passion, getting it on, attacking stress, not avoiding it, breaking the addiction by forming a habit, arrest, banning, and imprisoning the 5 food felons, and why walking 10,000 steps a day is key. This is your do-over. I hope you get it, because you do deserve a second chance at the life you want.
Ever notice when you have a baby, everyone seems to give you advice? From your mother-in-law,
don't you know you can't take that baby out in the rain today? And where is her hat?
To your own parents.
You should take the baby outside every day, even in the rain.
To your friends.
You have got to get this diaper cream. It is so much better than the one you've been using.
When it comes to the important stuff, like immunizations and protecting my baby's health, I trust my baby's doctor. She really listens to my questions about shots, she gives me great information, and she works with me to make sure my baby gets protected. And that's something even my mother-in-law can agree with.
Honey, I totally support you getting the baby vaccinated, but really, shouldn't you put the baby's hat back on?
A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Spring and summer bring out the best of nature, but blooming flowers, grass, and weeds emit pollen everywhere. Spring cleaning, molds, funguses, and pollens can cause severe allergic reactions. It's time to fight back. Get a blast of nature's most powerful natural remedy with Oreganol P73, the most powerful oil of oregano available anywhere. Oreganol P73 is an extract of hand-picked wild oregano grown in mineral-rich soils found only in the mountains of the Mediterranean. Experience this powerful and effective spice you can't find anywhere else. It is so effective, even the ancient Greeks used oregano for their health. And it's not just a mere spice. Oreganol P73 is also available as gel caps and as a sea salt based nasal spray. Use Oreganol P73 and stay healthy all summer long. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Available in natural food stores nationwide or visit AmericanWildFoods.com.
Great party, huh, guys?
Yeah, it is. So much fun.
I do say so myself. Hey, did you know that birthday parties actually help build confidence in kids?
Yeah, I did know that.
Did you know that giving kids less sugar before bedtime helps them sleep better?
Right, of course.
Yeah, I knew that. Did you know that strollers have the right of way on sidewalks?
Oh, yeah, I knew that.
Yeah, that's true. Did you know that friendly kids statistically have more friends?
Everyone knows that.
Oh, yeah?
It's pretty obvious.
Yeah,
obvious.
Hey, guys, did you know that most people think they're using the right car seat for their kid, but they're not?
I didn't know that.
Think I knew that.
No, you didn't.
Parents who really know it all know for sure that their child is in the right car seat at the right age and size. Visit safercar.gov/the right seat to make sure your child is protected. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
If you've missed a show, the full audio library is at RadioMD.com. And now back to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
And this is Dr. Mike. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. One of the most interesting stories of the week that I saw was a story was on Mexican Americans and their heart risk. Mexican Americans, when they come to the United States, have a much greater risk of heart attack and stroke impotence, decaying orgasm quality, probably even wrinkling, although I don't know that that's been comparatively measured, compared to what they were in the native land before they came here. But now, even in their native land in Mexico, they're at a very, very high risk of heart attack and stroke, as are most people in the world, but this is a special group. And it looked like it said that in Mexican Americans, heart damaging risk factors such as high blood pressure or high blood sugar are common, even in the absence of obesity. Those who weren't obese but were metabolically unhealthy showed similar signs of early arterial disease as were the obese, according to a study published this week in the Journal of the American Heart Association. Hardening of the arteries increases the risk of heart disease, stroke, of course, memory loss, impotence, and even wrinkling. And it is probable because of their genetic makeup. And that is, a lot of the world is more at risk of these metabolic problems based on their, if you will, nomadic background. So those who live in the Mideast, very high incidence of this, even without obesity. China, at the same BMI, BMI of 27, which isn't obese, it's barely what you would call just touching overweight. 60% of Chinese have metabolic factors for heart disease and stroke. It's 52% in the Chinese, in the Mexican American group. So Americans, you know, as Oprah says, Americans, you already won the lottery. You were born here. But this is another way. Your genetics are such that it is, we're less likely, even though we have a high incidence, it's all caused by our habits. And we can really change that and change it faster than many of the groups who are born in other countries. So the genetic, the American, quote, genetics are generally more favorable than those in many other nations for heart disease and metabolic risk factors for abnormal heart and cardiovascular and cancer risks. Bridget just sent me a story. More than one-third of Division I college athletes, what's going on with them, Bridget, now that we're in the NCAAs and March Madness? Although you might listen to the show at a different time, we're recording it during March Madness. Tell us about college athletes.
So they looked at the vitamin D levels of the Division I college athletes. They had, I believe, 121 men and 102 women that they looked at from the NCAA. And they found that the average vitamin D level was 40.1 nanograms per milliliter, and that one-third of them, approximately one-third of them, were insufficient or deficient in their vitamin D status, which is very concerning considering that vitamin D is so important for bone health and function and so many other things that are being continually being researched.
Well, it's actually amazing that they grew big enough and strong enough without bone problems with very low levels.
Yeah,
it should
right.
be said that if you look at all Americans, between 80% and 90% of all Americans are short of vitamin D. So these athletes, much less short, only 36%, I think you told me, were short of them.
Right. But
so much less than the general population, but still amazing that the people who are the tallest, that are supposed to represent the best, that have training tables and all that kind of stuff to eat better, they still have high risk. And the other thing you told me was that there was something different about Black and Hispanic athletes.
Oh, yeah. They also showed that Black athletes had they were 19.1 times more likely to have abnormal vitamin D levels compared to white athletes, and then Hispanics were 6.1 times more likely.
And that's because the skin, in other words, many of the athletes must be getting their vitamin D from sun exposure, and the skin of dark skin, in fact, filters out much of the light ability to convert inactive to active vitamin D in our skin. So,
right.
That's probably why that is. But it is an amazing fact that that many people were short of vitamin D. Now, the other really interesting story about kids was what happens with energy drinks and kids.
Yeah, this was really interesting. So, but not surprising. So in 2012, we covered a story about a girl who had died of a heart arrhythmia. She was from Maryland.
Maryland, that's right, Baltimore area.
Yes. So she was 14, died of, after having two Monster drinks of a cardiac arrhythmia. The parents sued Monster. And I actually haven't stayed up on what happened with that lawsuit, but it leads into the story that they released this past week on the number of hospital emergency room visits for kids ages 12 to 17 that were linked to energy drinks. They tracked them in 2007 and found that 1,145 emergency room visits were attributed to consumption of energy drinks in kids. And then that jumped about 400 cases in 2011 to 1,499. Kids who are admitted because of consuming energy drinks, and a lot of it goes back to the caffeine intake that's fairly dangerous for kids of that young age to be drinking. There are a lot of labels out now from a lot of the companies that say that it's not necessarily safe for child consumption, but I think that the way that they're sold and advertised, that they're so popular that a lot of young people are getting their hands on them. And actually, they came out with a study earlier this month that found they looked at just 25 healthy young adults, and they were between ages 19 to 40, and they found that those that consumed energy drinks had increased blood pressure 30 minutes after drinking the energy drink. So when you compare that and it from a 19 to 40 year old to what that does to a 12 to 17 year old, it can be pretty scary.
And tell me this is increasing blood pressure and increasing deaths. We don't have any denominator. In other words, is this, I suppose 1,400, we got really upset with 150 people who died in a from this plane crash this week, if you will. This is 10 times as many needed to be hospitalized for serious medical problems. This isn't just a errand visit to the emergency room. So when we come back, let's talk a little bit more about how serious this is and whether these arrhythmias lead to further arrhythmias as they get older. We don't really know. But one of the most interesting stories last week is how to prevent, even if you have atrial fibrillation, how 45% of Australians got rid of atrial fibrillation once they had it without medications. Sonar, do we have, am I off on time? Okay, I've got about 30 seconds left. So, we're going to talk about also how much exercise is right to decrease cancer rates and progression. We'll be right back on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show on Radio MD. Stay well.
Okay, here's the business opportunity you may have been waiting for. You know about energy shots and how popular these healthy drinks are. Did you know that the energy shots industry is expected to double by next year? Don't you think it's time you get in on the action? Well, you can with Action Energy Licensee Opportunities. This is absolutely not multi-level marketing or network marketing. Nope. Action Energy's business model is similar to other major products like Snapple. This is your own business where you can make 30% to 100% profit on sales in one of the hottest health industries going. Take a look at the different opportunities at actionenergybiz.com. That's actionenergybiz.com. Energy.com. A healthy business with healthy profits for you. Action Energy is the proud sponsor of Drs. Oz and Royzen articles and health tips on Radio MD.
Where do you want to go to lunch?
I'm having a stroke.
Did you hear what I said?
I'm having a stroke.
Why aren't you answering me?
I'm having a stroke.
What's up with your face?
I'm having a stroke.
That's not normal. Is something wrong?
I'm having a stroke.
Are you having an allergic reaction?
I'm having a stroke.
When someone is having a stroke, they may not be able to say it with words, but their body language will tell you loud and clear.
I'm having a stroke.
You just need to know the sudden signs. Look for FAST, F-A-S-T. F, face drooping. A, arm weakness. Or S, speech difficulty. Then T, time. Time to call 911 immediately, because the sooner they get to the hospital, the sooner they'll get treatment. And that can make a remarkable difference in their recovery. Know the sudden signs. Face, arm, speech, time. Spot a stroke fast. Visit strokeassociation.org. Brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
We get it. Who wants to talk about vaginal itching and irritation? Vaginal itching, burning, and irritation can be very embarrassing to talk about, even to your gynecologist. Though this topic can be quite uncomfortable, this vaginal problem could be affecting you, just as it affects millions of other women. Thankfully, there is now a product that can provide you with instant relief. We mean fast, as in relief right now. Prevalife Soothe is a natural, paraben-free, rapidly absorbing lotion that is comfortable and soothing to apply. Prevalife Soothe uses a new, natural soothing peptide complex and is made with natural probiotic technology to support vaginal health. To stop your itching fast, visit Prevalife.com to find out more information and purchase the product for immediate relief from your feminine issues. That's Prevalife.com. Prevalife, for immediate comfort and relief.
Great party, huh, guys?
Yeah, this is so great.
I do say so myself. Hey, did you know that birthday parties actually help build confidence in kids?
Yeah, I did know that.
Did you know that giving kids less sugar before bedtime helps them sleep better?
Right, of course.
Yeah, I knew that. Did you know that strollers have the right of way on sidewalks?
Oh, yeah, I knew that.
Yeah, that's true. Did you know that friendly kids statistically have more friends?
Everyone knows that.
Oh, yeah?
Pretty obvious.
Yeah, so obvious.
Hey, guys, did you know that most people think they're using the right car seat for their kid, but they're not?
I didn't know that.
Think I knew that.
No, you didn't.
Parents who really know it all know for sure that their child is in the right car seat at the right age and size. Visit safercar.gov/the right seat to make sure your child is protected. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Don't miss a minute. Listen at your leisure, always online and on demand at RadioMD.com. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
And this is Dr. Mike. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show on Radio MD, where the call letters mean stay well. For You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, we're a show that tells you how to take control of your genes so that you can live at a higher quality of life, longer and with less disability. You have the power to take control. You don't have to be like those college athletes who had low vitamin D level and thus weren't functioning at their peak level. What about energy drinks, Bridget? Tell us what we should know about the energy drink and whether it's just the caffeine in it or is it something else?
Well, for children specifically, I think that it's the high levels of caffeine, and not to mention a lot of other chemicals that are added in. Most of the energy drinks are marketed as supplements, so they aren't required to disclose a lot of the additional numbers that are included in the formularies of the drinks. So I think that it's really important for them to ban marketing of energy drinks to kids under the age of 18, because we also have seen how much advertising of unhealthy foods has had such an influence on children and our obesity epidemic. And I think that if the marketing of energy drinks to kids isn't addressed sooner rather than later, that it could also have a really negative effect on children's health.
Now, one of the things we did talk about beforehand was vitamin D levels. And of course, if you have a insufficient level your whole life, you're much more likely to develop bone deformities that ultimately lead to rickets or problems with bone formation that give you different formation and different look to your skeleton over time. Even in these athletes, it didn't appear that had happened yet. Bridge, the level that we seek is pretty easy to get to if you give 1,000 international units supplement a day to normal people, or if you will, since it was mainly black athletes, had such a high incidence. If you look at it, the black athlete, it was about 90% of the black athletes had insufficient vitamin D levels. And so you say, well, that's every one of the black athletes should be getting a multivitamin supplement or something with vitamin D in it. And milk does have a supplement of vitamin D, but maybe the black athletes aren't getting that much vitamin D through milk. You need about 8 glasses a day if that's the only kind you have. So this is something we aren't sure of. But the other
interesting thing is you said that they're likely getting it from primarily just from the sun, since the white athletes had higher levels of vitamin D. And I was reading through the abstract, and they did the study in L.A., which actually would mean that you would think that in other parts of the country that this would be even worse.
That's correct. In other parts of the country, it was done at USC, I guess so. In other parts of the country, this would be worse, since in L.A. you get a lot of sun, as opposed to in Syracuse or in Seattle. I won't mention Cleveland.
But like you said, the best way to make sure that you're adequate is to have a supplement of vitamin D in addition to foods that are rich in vitamin D.
And I'm going to ask you what foods are rich in vitamin D as a test question now, because I know the answer to this. What food in America is richest in vitamin D?
What food in America is richest?
There's basically only one food that has it that we eat very much of that can get you to an adequate level if you eat it every day, that you'd have to eat that food every day.
Fatty fish.
That's right. Salmon is the correct answer, salmon. So that's correct. Okay, now let's go and look at one of the stories that I thought was so important on arrhythmias. Since we were talking about the arrhythmias from energy drinks or abnormal heartbeats that energy drinks cause, as you get over age 65, there's a great increased incidence of atrial fibrillation. And so people go on a whole bunch of different medicines or have surgery, meaning ablation surgery, to get rid of it. But what in Australia, they tried something new to get rid of it. Bridget, this is a test for you. See if you listened last week. What was it they tried?
I didn't listen last week.
Oh. 20 wet lashes with a wet noodle. But anyway, it is, in fact, weight loss. Those who lost 7% of their weight had a 45% reduction in whether they had any atrial fibrillation. That is, 45% of the people who lost 7% of their weight got rid of their atrial fibrillation just from weight loss, which means it's probably due to either pulling or changing of the architecture in their pulmonary arteries is what's causing it, and the weight was fat around that, or the fat pulling the heart down, or the fat weighing on the heart, or just the increase in blood flow required to perfuse that much extra weight was what was causing it. So this is really important data. It's the first time I've ever seen this in a study. but it is so key, so important, that I wanted to make sure everyone knew that it is, if you will, weight loss seems to do that. There have been some suggestions, but this was a randomized study that looked at people who were able to lose weight and those who were able to lose weight, and it was not a small number in the Australian study, did, in fact, get rid of their risk for or got rid of their atrial fibrillation, not their risk for it. They actually got rid of it. This is an interesting study, and I want to go. This is one on cardiorespiratory fitness and the men who are unlikely to develop cancer. These are three major cancers, colon, lung, and one other cancer. I think it was prostate. And what happens if they have how cardiovascularly fit they are, and these men who went an average of 3.3 miles per hour for 25 minutes were able to have a much reduced incidence of cancer and a much reduced spread of cancer. And that's really something. 3.3 miles per hour, I mean, that's what I walk at, for Pete's sakes, and that's what most guys will walk at on the flat. And you do that 25 minutes, you're only getting around 2,500 steps. So you should be able to do that every day. Every guy should be able to do that. And you'd really reduce your risk of these cancers and of these cancers spreading. So it doesn't take much to reduce heart disease, stroke, and it doesn't take much to decrease the cancer rates. One of the stories... Go ahead.
I was going to say, speaking of prevention, let's not forget to talk about the mom smoking study.
The mom smoking study is an interesting one in that the moms who smoked, they looked at their the chance of their child having abnormal beats, or anything abnormal. They looked through ultrasound. And they found the kids were touching their face much more often, as though they were trying to get rid of the smoking feeling when the moms were actually smoking. So they didn't, this isn't a study where they randomly allocated moms, you've got to smoke, you don't smoke. This is ones who looked at the 13.8% of moms who were already smoking, and they found that those who were already smoking, and we know there's a lot of side effects from smoking in early births, premature births, and decreased fetal weight. But in addition, they seem to think that the kids didn't enjoy the smoke based on they were touching their face. We'll be right back on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. Stay well.
Hi, this is Dr. Mike Roizen, host of You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, heard right here. But today I want to tell you something special. I've summarized all the data from more than 40 years of my helping people get do-overs. And I put it in a book called This Is Your Do-Over. In the book I offer 7 simple ways using diet, exercise, sleep, stress management, and sex to revitalize your life now and for the vital years on your horizon. Yes, walk 10,000 steps a day, and why that's important. Arrest and banning and imprisoning the 5 food felons. Breaking the addiction and forming a habit. Attacking stress, not avoiding it. Let's get it on. Yes, sex does decrease your risk of disease. Prescribing your passion and building a buddy system. I hope you do get This Is Your Do-Over, because you deserve the life you want.
It's illegal and dangerous for teens to drink any alcohol and then drive. Still, 1 in 10 high school teens drank and got behind the wheel of a car in 2011. If you're a parent, be aware that when teens drink, it's usually to get drunk. Teenagers can't legally buy alcohol, but many get it from their homes or the homes of their friends. Drinking and driving is never okay. Make sure your teenager has a safe way to get home in case they're out with a teen driver who's been drinking. Put this in a parent-teen driving agreement, which should also include wearing a seatbelt and following their state's graduated driver licensing laws every time they're behind the wheel. Find a sample at www.cdc.gov/parentsarethekey. Parents really are the key to safe teen driving. Learn more at www.cdc.gov/vital signs.
It sounds disgusting, but the average person has 160 varieties, 100 trillion bacteria in their GI tract. Some bacteria are beneficial, many are not. Undesirable bacteria can leave you feeling tired and sluggish and bloated. A simple solution, Natron's Healthy Trinity. You've heard of Healthy Trinity. It's the premier probiotic that's been helping millions of people with digestive problems for over 20 years. This powerful probiotic can help optimize digestion, promote healthy immune, colon, and liver function. And with a healthy digestive system, you'll gain focus and energy, and you'll feel so much better. Here's a special offer, 20% off a 3-month supply of Healthy Trinity. This is a limited time offer with a money back guarantee. Get 20% off right now. Call 866-4-NATRON or go to natron.com. Enter promo code RadioMD for the discount. Don't miss a single day without taking your Healthy Trinity. Natron.com.
This is Meryl Streep. Over the years, I have played some characters you could call controlling, but the truth is, there's so much in life we can't control. But here's something we can. Colorectal cancer. It affects men and women, and it's the second leading cancer killer in the U.S., which is astounding, considering it's almost entirely preventable. Here's how. Most colon cancers start as polyps, and screening helps find polyps so they can be removed before they even turn into cancer. Screening also finds this cancer early, when treatment works best. For me, screening was simple and quick. It was no big deal, except for the huge sense of relief you feel afterwards. There are several tests that you can choose from. If you're 50 or older, you should talk to your doctor. Decide which one's right for you. Take control. Do everything you can to prevent colon cancer. Screening saves lives. It could really save your life. For more information, call 1-800-CDC-INFO.
A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
If you've missed a show, the full audio library is at RadioMD.com. And now back to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
And this is Dr. Mike. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. Show that lets you take control, that teaches you how you can take control of your health so you live healthier, live longer. I've got three stories I want to get into in this hour. One is folate and blood pressure. A second is and stroke, DHA. That's the good DHA, 3-DHA omega-3, and heart disease. There's also one on walnuts and DHA and brain function. And the one I want to get to first, mother's sounds are building blocks for babies' brains. The sound of a mother's voice plays a critical role in babies' early development, researchers found. And the brain itself may rely on a mother's voice and heartbeat to grow. So this was 40 babies born 8 to 12 weeks prematurely, and the infants were confined to incubators and spent limited time with their mothers. Using tiny speakers placed inside the incubators, half of the babies were exposed to the sounds of their mothers' voices and heartbeats for 3 extra hours every day. The other half received no additional exposure because we didn't know this worked. After 30 days, the babies in the first group, that is the ones that were exposed for 3 hours a day to their mother's voices and sounds of their mother's heartbeats, had a larger, significantly larger auditory cortex, the hearing center of the brain, than those in the second group. So it's a building block for babies' brains. We don't know how important it is, but clearly you build a bigger brain with that. So I can't say anything other than I love that story think it is a really important one. I don't know how you feel. How do you feel, Bridge? Does that make you feel like you should talk when you do have children? I know you're not married yet. Is that correct?
That I'm not married yet?
Yeah.
That's correct.
Because otherwise we should tell your mom, right? But anyway.
Yeah, I'm far from that point. There's no conversation.
Yeah. So, Mom, we've got new news for it. No, I'm kidding.
She'll probably text me in a minute.
The point is that would that change your behavior? Would you want to talk to, because it is probably all the time during pregnancy that you will have this.
Yeah, I definitely think that that's an important thing to do, especially if you know that it improves the quality of life of your child.
Well, we don't know that, but we do know that it increases their brain size. So,
which in turn could, yeah.
Absolutely.
I mean, I think that doing anything that you know can help is important. I mean, like, I started doing after I started working for Dr. Roizen, and he tried to talk to me about whether I was sexually active, that I needed to be taking prenatal vitamins. And, I mean, I recommend it to so many people ever since he recommended it to me. Whether you're sexually active or not, if you're of childbearing age, it's good to take prenatal vitamins as a proactive type of thing. Right?
Absolutely. Let's go to dexohexanoic acid and adult memory. This was a review that was done and shows that, in fact, the taking 900 milligrams of dexahexanoic acid, DHA, omega-3, a day, significantly improves memory and decreases your development of cognitive dysfunction as you get older. So it decreased, it improved memory function in older adults who had mild memory complaints. Another study that was important was folic acid. This was 20,000 adults in China with high blood pressure who had not suffered a heart attack or stroke were given a daily pill with folic acid and either the high blood pressure pill enalapril or a pill with enalapril alone. Over 4.5 years, the study found the risk of stroke was 20% lower, more than 20% lower, if they had taken the folic acid. So the point of this is it seems like folic acid decreased your risk of having high blood pressure or high blood pressure related stroke. So very important study. Not as important as that one of losing weight got you to get rid of your atrial fibrillation. So I want to keep bringing that up. That study was the 355 people with atrial fibrillation. My favorite study of the month is the one on drinking red wine versus white wine versus beer versus spirits. And what they found, this is called the INCAYANTE study, 16-year-long look at blood, urine, and dietary questionnaires of hundreds of people living in the Italian winemaking region of Chianti, which is why it's called the INCAYANTE study. And what they found was that didn't matter whether you had white wine, red wine, spirits, or beer, that it was the alcohol, moderate alcohol, which really is one drink a night for women, one to two for men, decreased your risk of cardiovascular disease and all causes of mortality compared to those who drank no alcohol or drank more than three drinks a day. It didn't matter what type of wine it was. It didn't matter anything other than did you actually get some? So this has been where we've been talking today with a lot of really important subjects relating to what is the news of the week. My favorite, what's your favorite story of the week, Bridget, since we got you on the line?
Oh, the lunch lady story by far, and redesigning the lunchrooms to increase children's consumption of vegetables.
So it was how you design the lunchroom. Lady Lunch, how you design that lunchroom, the matters. My favorite was The Drugs That Lessens Alzheimer's Progression by 70%. It's being tried that you can do a lot of things currently to lower it on your own. You've been listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. We're back every week at this time. We hope you listen and enjoy it. Please write us if you want to say something else or tell us something else. udocs@gmail.com, udocs@gmail.com. Thanks for listening.
And another thing that I wanted to just add is Arianna Huffington, our guest from the first hour, she came out with her Thrive 6-week program to improve your stress levels and improve your sleep. You can sign up for that on May 3rd, and that's at www.oprah.com/thrive. As a great way to decrease your stress levels and improve your sleep and develop better connections with the people in your life, which I think is really important.
And improving stress is what you have to do when you misjudge the time by a full minute on your radio show. So thanks, Sonar, for wonderful engineering. Remember to take your 2-baby aspirin with a half a glass of warm water before and afterwards. Listen to the show for why to do that. We'll be back next week. Thanks, and stay well.
Are you suffering from hidden allergy symptoms such as lack of focus and fatigue? How about bloating, joint pain, headaches, or anxiety? Hi, I'm Dr. Suzanne Bennett, natural allergy and wellness expert. I have condensed over 25 years of my clinical experience into my new book, The 7-Day Allergy Makeover, a simple program to eliminate allergies and restore vibrant health from the inside out. This book is for anyone who wants more energy, more mental clarity, a powerful body, and to live allergy-free. I am offering 4 free gifts when you order my book today through Amazon or Barnes & Noble. For more information, go to drsuzanne.com/book. Again, that is drsuzanne.com/book to jumpstart your healing today.
Antioxidants, you've heard of them, but do you know what they're good for or where to get them? This is Sylvia Escott Stump of the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics. Antioxidants, they destroy the free radicals that cause cellular damage, and eating foods that are rich in antioxidants may help prevent cancer and heart disease. These foods include red wine in addition to grape juice, whole grain pasta, eggs, seafood, and canned beans, brightly colored vegetables, carrots, squash, broccoli, all the peppers, sweet potatoes, tomatoes, and kale are other tasty sources. And for those of you with a sweet tooth, good news. Honey, brown sugar, and maple syrup, in addition to fruits like blueberries, cantaloupe, peaches, and strawberries, also contain significant levels of antioxidants. Encouraging you to eat right, I'm registered dietitian Sylvia Escott Stump with the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics,